Proverbs 19, verses 1 through 14. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Truly the Lord values honor, honesty, integrity, wisdom, and knowledge far more than earthly riches and gain, or the favor of man. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. One thing the Lord teaches is the importance of being patient and steady, growing and building honestly by his Spirit. Often it seems like we are way behind others who hastily rush ahead and seem to be accumulating more money and friends, or bigger ministries with more congregants. But let us patiently labor in integrity according to the knowledge of Christ, and he shall bless us. Because he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. So let us get that wisdom that comes from above. Let us keep the understanding of the Lord and his works and his ways. For the wealth of the glory of the riches of wisdom and understanding in Christ shall make many good and true friends of the kingdom of heaven. And thus, we shall not be as that poor, idle, wicked, slothful servant who did nothing with the talent committed into his trust by his Lord. But by God's grace, we shall be as those faithful and diligent scribes instructed under the kingdom of heaven, bringing forth many treasures and gifts, trading and making profit for all the body, winning many souls unto glory, being full and abounding in every good work, so that we may enter into the joy of our Lord. For then we shall have his divine favor sparkling on the glory of our countenance, as we're gathered with many friends and brothers and sisters in Christ as one large company to our Lord's honor. Hallelujah. But let us know and understand that if we choose to follow Christ, that if we choose to make ourselves poor in the treasures of this life, poor to the pleasures of sin, destitute to the glory of this world, that we shall be hated by the children of this world, even as our Lord was despised and rejected of men. Because wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. And all the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. But praise God, better to be poor and a faithful witness to the truth, walking in the integrity and meekness of Christ, than to be a false witness speaking lies by the perverseness of our lips, corrupted through lust. No, let us reject foolishness, folly, and deceit, and let us lay hold on the path of life, because our Lord will have no delight in a fool. And a foolish son is the calamity of his father, because the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. God have mercy on us, and drive all folly out of us. For we have been espoused as a chaste virgin unto Christ. But only the five wise virgins enter in the door. Let us not be a disgrace to our Lord with much folly and contentions one with another. For the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. No, let us reject the temporary gain and prosperity of fools in this earth, and choose to be poor in this world, but rich in the treasures of heaven, rich in the treasures of wisdom and prudence and stature and favor with God and man. For the mansions in our Father's house and the riches of Christ are the inheritance of our Father in heaven, reserved for wise sons and for the prudent bride of Christ. So let us lay these truths to heart, and always remember, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Proverbs 19, verses 1 through 14.